Listener Production.
Hey, Tessa Randello here with you. School has finally started for the day after teachers went on strike, fed up with a slow government response to strained workforce that continues to shrink in number. The doors opened at 10:30 after the Australian Education Union demanding action on workloads and pay. Branch President David Jenford says the current situation just isn't good enough.
Often when actions get taken in schools, people jump at teachers over their holidays, over their pay, etc. Please be aware that this is about trying to make sure we keep our teachers in the state, because at the moment, if you were given more money to do the same job, what would you do?
Police are continuing the search for Robert George Greig after a new Norfolk shooting on Monday night. The 33-year-old is believed to be driving a blue Holden Colorado. While luckily no officers were injured in the incident near Glenfern, Colin Riley from the Police Association Tasmania says it highlights the risk on the front line, with the staff impacted to be provided with ongoing support.
Look, the actions of the offender are abhorrent. And the actions that he took against our members could have led to a death.
And service fees are being waived for Tasmanians who've been impacted by the Optus data breach. Customers who can prove their licence number and card number have been compromised won't have to pay the $11 fee. The FBI is now helping to look into the Optus cyber attack. Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan are part of a group accused of running Hawthorn's football department like the Russian mafia. News Corp alleges First Nation players were subject to bullying and intimidation tactics during their time at the club. The pair categorically deny any wrongdoing. Lions skipper Dane Zorko has thrown his full support behind Fagan, who remains stood down as coach while an investigation is ongoing.
The culture that we've been able to implement from the very top all the way down to our playing group has been phenomenal, and that's an investigation that's undergoing at the moment with the AFL, and obviously it's very difficult to comment on anything like that.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.